All right, folks, so let's get into our interview. We say good afternoon to the director of TNT Transgender Coalition, Ray Alibi. All right, we say good afternoon, Miss Alibi. Hello?
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Yes, hearing you loud and clear. All right, so transgender athletes in sports. So first of all, tell us about you and your organization. I did not even know Trinidad and Tobago, we had a transgender, well, coalition. Tell us about the organization.
Yes, we do. We have a couple. Well, this organization was registered in 2017. Our leader then was Brandy Rodriguez. She herself lived as a trans, probably the only visible transgender woman in Trinidad and Tobago. It was really started with the intention to reduce stigma and discrimination at HIV testing sites to provide a more welcoming space for persons of trans identity or gender diversities to get tested for HIV and receive stigma-free treatment. But then we expanded into other things as well in terms of helping with housing, psychosocial support, educating the people and their human rights and stuff like that. So we ended up doing a multiplicity of things. Since then, we've had other younger trans groups pop up as well. So we have a younger group that is the Trans and NB of Trinidad and Tobago. Non-binary, NB means non-binary, sorry. And we even have like drag brunch, TT. But they do mostly like performance shows and what. So we're not the only one.
Uh-huh. All right, so for those who don't know what a transgender person is, can you explain a transgender person?
A person of trans experience is any person who does not recognize themselves to be on the binary. It is difficult to explain without explaining the sex and gender. So if you have been assigned a biological sex that matches the physical characteristics at birth, so you have a penis, okay, it's a male, it's a boy. But this person, in their own expression, in their own thinking about themselves, see themselves as either non-binary or see themselves perhaps as a woman, then that person is a trans woman. And conversely, the same for someone who may have been assigned female at birth based on visible genitalia and possibly physical characteristics growing up. However, the identity in the brain of the person and in the concept of the person, it could be non-binary, it could be agender, that's to say they don't even see themselves as a part of a gender spectrum, or they could be a binary trans. In that case, they would be like a trans masculine person. It's kind of really difficult to explain in a nitty-gritty, because we have to get into the nitty-gritty of biology and sex and chromosomes and gender.
But this is the thing. I mean, if you cannot explain it, how you want people to understand it and accept it?
Well, it's not even a thing to accept. It's a fact. It's like, you know, it's just to say you're not going to accept. It's like saying I don't accept ants. It's unreal. So explaining is not a problem, but it's a lot of miseducation and has to be unlearned. So let us just start with sex alone. And we learn sex is just male and female. And then maybe if you get a little, do a little more in terms of psychology or whatever, you might understand that you have primary sex and then you have secondary sex. But sex is very, very, very complicated. It is not male XY, or female XX. Sex can be split into two or three categories. It could be seen as biological sex, chromosomal sex, or physical sex. In the case of biological sex, that's what we teach. We teach that you're either male or female. That is not true. You could be male, you could be female, you could be intersex. That is to say, you could have XX chromosomes without extra X or XXY or XYY or complete, like many permutations of what happens there with these chromosomes. But generally speaking, to simplify, when we speak of biological sex, we're looking at male, female, and intersex, or whatever variation that occurs there. When we speak of chromosomal sex now, I remember in biology class, my teacher back then, she gave us a joke, and the joke was this. If you want, how do you know what sex a chromosome is? The answer was you pull along its genes. Now, at the point in time, I didn't realize just how important this is, because chromosomal sex, there's only one gene on the chromosomal sex Y, on the Y chromosome, right, that will determine your chromosomal sex, and that's the SRY gene. So literally you have your chromosome, and then behind the chromosome is a gene. But this SRY gene on the Y chromosome is the one that is going to activate male-associated development at the cellular level. Now, what could possibly happen is that when the SRY gene sends out its call, the cell receptors either don't hear it, ignore it, unable to hear it, whatever the case may be. And the consequence of that is the beauty of variation that exists in nature. Anything could happen at this point. So we get all these genetic variations of XXY, XYY. So you have people who are maybe male on a biological level, but female chromosomally, and they may present as physically as non-binary, and all the other permutations that exist. But we can't have that conversation unless we start to unlearn this nonsense that sex is the simple thing of biology that exists in two categories, male and female.
Okay. So concerning the recent the boxing match that happened over the weekend with Olympic female Iseman Khelif. I believe that would be the XY. A lot of people thought it was a transgender, you know, person being in the fight, and a lot of people are against this person being transgender, being born a biological male and having a such sex to change the operation into a female, change their sex into a female, being involved in female sports. A lot of people are against that. We will discuss it. But I know in this particular case that was not the case. This person had the XY chromosome. Probably to put it in layman's terms, if this person was born a female, but just a little bit more manly. Right? A little bit more money. But, however, mm-hmm. I mean, the person was put to fight a female, and the young lady, when she said she got punched, I mean, I don't know if she was really acting or anything, but she went on her knees and said, God, she gave up, and she has never been punched so hard before.
Well, it's possible she's never been punched so hard before. That doesn't mean a man puncher.
Well, I mean, she felt like she was being punched like a... She felt like she was being punched like a man.
Well, that's how she felt, but I would like... She may have felt that way.
Uh-huh.
But even if I were to follow that argument, it's final conclusion. If there's a man, not just a man, but actually a biological male and a gender-identified man fighting women in a boxing match, right? The assumption is that the man's going to beat up the woman.
Right.
But this is a person who has also lost matches to other women as well. And she not only is she biologically female, she does not identify as trans, so I want to assume that her gender identity is woman.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have the other boxer as well, Yuting from Taiwan, the same issue.
Right.
And we've had a number of athletes in the past, even Semeli, the runner, I think from Somalia.
Yeah, from Somalia, right.
Serena Williams was also shamed again. So you even have cisgendered women being targeted by this transphobia that, you know, if a woman looks too manly, this is that is the other.
Mm-hmm.
Because people are uninformed, and rather than get information, the first thing that the papers probably sensationalized the whole thing, because the first thing that came out was that that's what you described there, this very emotive experience of this young female athlete in a boxing ring, and she gets punched by what she would say feel like a man puncher, and then the whole issue of triple, and the facts get obscured. So my first response to that was, well, if this person is actually intersex, not transgender, because they can determine what particular sex this person was, then why are they fighting the Olympics? And did any rules that guide that? Or why, when people asking relevant questions, they were just being very reactionary, you know, like, you know, a man beat up a woman in a ring, not fair, blah, blah, blah. We need to really alleviate the conversation.
But maybe, maybe there should be a category for, you know, the transgender, and like you said, the cisgender, and maybe the XY chromosomes, you know, those who are so a special category for those people.
I think that is the issue that is actually what becomes the substantive issue now. Mm. Now that we have more information about sex and biology and gender and all of these different constructs, we recognize that they're intersex persons, we actually they're trans identifying persons, they're people who are being male does not mean a man or stuff like that. What do we do with these athletes who want to compete? In my own opinion, I think they should have their own category.
Right, okay. That's fair.
But if you're a trans-identifying person, that's to say if you were assigned female at birth, but now you have on a hormonal level or of physical, medically, like, transitioned into being more masculine, then you should have your own category to fight with, right? That is, to me, is fair.
That is fair. But, all right, so we could have definitely, out of everything, we could agree on that. That is fair. Because there's no way, I mean, unless you know, you have been punched by that person, you would not know how that other female in the ring felt. You really wouldn't know.
But I also don't know what was her psychological state when she entered the ring. If there's a sort of talk about they're going to fight a man, you know, so she looking like a man, you know, there is also the psychological aspect of a sport as well. So I'm not going to try to invalidate the experience.
Mm. But let me play devil's advocate and put a different twist here. Let's just say there's a man who was very feminine. You know, and works on a construction site, and may not be able to do the things that men, you know, men do on the construction site. Shall that person still be allowed to work on the construction site? And they're failing every day in the construction site and not being able to put out, you know, the kind of work that a man would do. I mean, the person is still.
You know, that is kind of. Okay, so once again, we're conflating sex with gender, right? And there's an idea that, you know, that when you're a man, you're male, there's certain masculine traits that you have, you're going to be physically stronger, you're going to probably have more endurance, tolerance, your brain operates differently, whatever the case.
All right, well, let's just say it's a transgender person, a female, a transgender, of somebody that was born a female and is now all the procedures to be a male. Right, let's just put it that. And they look like a man, you know, what they call them.
Right,
okay, you know.
As long as that, well, if they can do the work, let them do the work.
What if there's certain requirements and they can't? Maybe, I mean, you're just maybe it's a very, very strenuous work that a man will be doing and they can't. I mean, if they could, yes, of course, by all means.
But that's strenuous work that men can do, you know, and that's strenuous work that women can do just as well.
Well, yeah,
so
yeah.
It, again, it's up to personal capacity.
It's up to the individual.
But what is the guiding principle? Simply, if you could do the job, do the job. If you can't do the job, get another job. That is my opinion, and that's my position. If you could do the job, regardless of your sex, your gender, your orientation, your identity, or whatever, your religion, your creed, or whatever, if you can do the job, perform the job, then do the job.
Right. But definitely, in terms of sports, you are saying that you think it is fair. Well, it is unfair. Right, and it is fair to have their own category because it is really unfair, whether it be boxing, whether it be racing, long jump, hurdles, whatever, throwing shot put, javelin, whatever, for a biological male who is now transgendered into a female to be entering the sports.
Well, it can be transgender into a woman, not into a female. Okay? Can't really change.
Into a woman, you know, thanks to the terminology. Right, into a woman to be entering sports with other women. Other female.
That is my personal opinion. So yes, that is my opinion. However, I think this is a challenge for the Olympics and the sports arena that they need to find a way to normalize this, what is now chaotic, because things just don't fit into boxes as we would like them to fit or imagine. So now we have this anomaly here. And you know what? Why is it every time a woman or female presenting person or a woman does something extraordinary in sports, they are called into question what their sex is or what their gender is? Michael Phelps has an unusually large arm span. This other guy is an extremely gifted runner. He has whatever characteristics he has that makes him is bold, this guy. No one questions anything about it. Does he have elevated testosterone levels? Is it that his wingspan is too large that he shouldn't be racing against other men? And he should be racing against men only?
Men have always been tested. I mean, from the first time a man runs that fast or do any of those things, they will say, well, they're taking drugs and they will be tested. Some people are just gifted. Michael Jordan was gifted. Some people are just gifted.
We're not talking about giftedness. We're talking about when you start to look at things at a very intimate level. That women are the ones that are called into question for their capacities. Because there's an assumption, that's the point, is that there's a certain construct we live in. And we need to disrupt that construct that people have these only limitations or capacities. And just make things a little bit open for people to just be people. You don't know your sex. I don't know my sex, really and truly. That is the fact of the matter.
Nobody knows their sex.
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows their sex.
Unless you do a chromosome test or any of those extensive tests that are done, none of us could say with any 100% guarantee that we are XY. XX or XY.
Well, some people might fear to differ because, I mean, I consider myself a man. I don't know.
Because it is a man, great, that's a problem. Your biological sex probably, or your physical characteristic match whatever the construct of man is. but at a cellular level, which is something different from what is what you imagine man to be or masculinity to be or whatever you conceive male to be. When we get to that level, we don't know. And that is the point I'm trying to make here. It is only when you see these unusual things happening in the sports arena, then they start running tests. Oh, this person has elevated this level. Oh, this person has an elevated hormonal level or estrogen level. Or this person actually have SRY gene on the Y chromosome, so they're not... It's only then. So until all this woman's life, Khalif, Imani Khalif is her name.
Yeah.
As far as she was concerned, she's a biological female and she's a woman until they started pulling the test and do these intimate tests. That's the point I'm making.
And she's been fighting for a long time, ever since her child as well, too. We take some calls, man. Hello. Good afternoon. Hello?
I don't have data.
Yeah.
This is 100% male. I born a male. Oh, nobody can tell what sex they is until they do a certain test. I 100% male. I born. Joe, what are you telling me? God created the world all how? That's what you're trying to tell me?
Well.
What kind of mad thing this world going in?
Man.
It reached the world stage, huh? And what I will say, well, the perishable times are here. God says to not man. Eh? All right.
I hear about protest, man. But you know, people like to bring in the religion and thing. But once again, explain that thing where you said that we cannot tell our sex. Nobody could tell. Nobody knows what sex they are. Explain that again to people.
Not nobody. Can I say with 100% certainty? Because sex is not just... Because biological sex is complicated, that's my point. It is not just the biology. There is also the chromosome and the physicality of it all. Some cases, all things line up. So yes, you're born, they see the genitalia, it is male, you identify as a man, you live a very masculine life, whatever that is in your society. And you may very well be doing all of that. And as far as you consider in your mind, your gender identity, your gender expression, and your sex are all linked up. Until somewhere along the line something happens medically and they start to do certain tests and like, oh, this person actually has a very elevated estrogen level. Or this person's testosterone level is not high enough. We need to add hormone replacement treatment to this person for whatever reason. And then you realize that because sex itself and the way the hormones take answer the call of the SRY gene affects what is sex.
Uh-huh.
So unless you do that actual test to check for your androgen sensitivity or insensitivity or your hormone, we only know what we see. So the baby is born, the doctor looks between the legs, he sees a vulva, he sees a penis, okay, it's a boy, it's a girl. But sex is more than just that biological sex, because like I said before, you could be biologically female but chromosomally male, but you would not know because we don't go around doing chromosome tests.
All right, folks, I actually keep your comments, folks, on the phone. We taking our phone calls very respectful. 622-2257. 622-2257. So in terms of transgender people in Trinidad and Tobago, well, you take this call. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bass.
Uh-huh.
Good afternoon to your guests. Bass, the guest is moving clear-cut male and female into an unknown area because it fits the agenda that everything is just fluid. I am a man. I have all the characteristics. I am married to a woman. We have children. They look like us, you know, and one looks like her grandmother and so on. I'm just saying this is clear and undiscussed. This is beyond any shady, unscientific re-describing of male and female and all of that. You guys can have your day. I'm pleased to let you do as you please, you know, but I only have one question. I am a man, I've always been, and that's not moving. If I want to get a partner among these trans, am I getting a trans male because he might now have a vagina? Or am I getting somebody who is a trans female and he might have a penis? I mean, we who would like, not me, but there are people who would like to welcome you with open arms. What is your guidance? Thank you.
Well, you can get whatever you want.
Thank you. That is the best answer.
Yeah. That's the thing, because, that you can get whatever you want.
It's a good question. I thank him for that question. First of all, let me respond to that thing about we just trying to make things fluid and making and fit an agenda. That is, we have had hermaphrodites. Look at nature. We have had
hermaphrodites.
Mm-hmm. We have always had intersex people. Sometimes when a child is born, they cannot tell whether it is a penis or a vulva. So this is nothing new. So it's not something that has been created to fit any agenda. The science is the science. Now, in terms of if you want to find a transgendered partner, first of all, we don't have trans male. We cannot change biological sex as it is created. And we don't have trans females. We cannot change the biological sex. You could have a trans man. You could have a trans woman, a trans masculine, a trans feminine. And the ways in which people experience their transgender identity varies. So you may have someone who does something hormonal. You may have someone who does hormones and physical affirming surgery, or you may have someone who just identifies as woman or man, but all other things remain consistent in terms of how they appear. They don't do any therapy or whatever the case may be. So it's nothing that is specific or laid down as if you want to find a trans person, you can find this or you can find that. You can find all sorts of trans persons. As a matter of fact, we're probably more familiar with what we call gender non-conforming persons. So you might see a woman who might dress or present as masculine. That person is also a person of trans experience. It does not mean that the person has a sexual orientation that she is lesbian or they are lesbian. It just means that this person's gender expression is different from their assigned sex at birth. And same thing with men. You might have a very feminine man, and he may or may not be a gay man. You're trans at the level of being in terms of your expression. Once you deviate from what is binary and fixed, and you exist in that middle where they fall in the middle, you are considered a person of trans experience. And it has nothing to do with your sexual orientation, what sex you're looking for, or what partner you're looking for. And this is about identity and only identity.
All right, folks, 6222257. Let's get another call. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Oh. You know, it's genuine. You sure it's gentlemen you're talking to?
Well, you is a man, and the next other man, the other voice sound like a man.
Oh, is that? Are you a man? Is this a man I'm talking to?
Well, you.
No, wait. Okay, wait. Excuse. Is this a man I'm talking to?
It is.
I am asking the person I'm talking to. I'm not talking to you.
Oh, I thought you were referring to me.
Excuse me. Am I speaking to a man?
You're speaking to someone who's assigned female at birth.
Assigned female at birth.
But because of my, you see, with gender voices as well. So because of my voice, people, mm-hmm. some people tend to think that I am in fact masculine or male.
Right. So you're not.
As I know, I have female characteristics.
Right.
I am, far as I know, I am XX, and I present everything as inconsistency.
Right. So Baratari, I am not speaking to a man.
You are speaking to a female. Are you?
Mm-hmm.
Are you speaking to a female?
Am I speaking to a female?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm speaking to a female.
All right, because I know God created two genders, male, female. Doesn't matter what my chromosome or however you want to put it. If I am born a hermaphrodite, that's something different. But I personally, waking up in the morning, because of I went to the doctor, and the doctor tells me I have more female chromosomes than male, or however you want to put it, that I automatically decide that I want to change my, and I hear you describe it as a woman. You can't change your sex and become a woman. To me, all you have there is just a sex. All you have is an alteration of your sexual parts. But what you are genetically, doesn't matter what the science says compared to your DNA or whatever, you were created a male. So even though you to me, that is not You might mentally say that you're transformed, but physically and emotionally, that male part of you, to me, you cannot deny that. So calling yourself a transgender, that to identify yourself, to me, that I am not accepting. I have no problem with anybody who wants to go along that particular road, but don't try to put it on me that I should accept that as reality. I accept your choice, but I'm not accepting that as reality, that you decided that you want to be a female. That's your choice, but I am not going along that road and identify you as a female. I ain't doing that. Enjoy your holiday.
Just suppose that somebody of that nature wants to join the PNM and Barataria.
No, I don't have a problem with that.
Oh, you don't have a problem with it then? Okay.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's your choice.
All right, okay.
That is your choice. I am not discriminating against the choice that you made. I doesn't have to accept your choice.
Well, you know, okay, then. Cool. All right, no problem.
Okay.
Well, I am so happy that this gentleman made his contribution because in many ways he has reiterated the things that I have said.
Mm.
You cannot change your sex.
Right.
That is at the cellular level, it is what it is.
Mm,
and that is something he has reaffirmed in his statement, so I'm not sure how closely he's listening or understanding, but I said that.
Yeah. What about in terms of using bathrooms? What bathroom does a transgender male use and what bathroom does a transgender female use?
Like I said, we don't have transgender males or females.
Oh.
Male and female
are just transgender.
Sex categories. So is it, are they a trans man, trans woman, trans masculine?
Right, so a trans man, what bathroom does a trans man use and what bathroom does
a trans
woman?
Man would most likely use the male the restroom for men.
Right, okay.
A trans woman would use the restroom for women.
Mm-hmm.
Or if available, they would use a gender neutral restroom.
More gender neutral restroom. Yes, they are those in the States.
So that is a really important point of contention for persons of trans experience in Trinidad. It's very difficult.
What bathroom to use?
Because we public restrooms.
Yeah, we haven't reached that transgender bathroom thing yet. No, we haven't reached that yet. Okay.
We have, some ministries do actually have gender neutral bathrooms.
Okay. Serious? Ministries?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, I think I'm not sure which one it is. I was speaking with someone, I can't remember. Even at
probably Ministry of Gender Affairs.
I doubt it very much. The irony of that.
Yeah. Hello, good afternoon.
Base, good afternoon to you and good afternoon to your guests.
Yes.
Like my colleague, I how you're born, that's how you are. I think if you're born with, you know, penis or vagina, as you say, and that's what you are, how you feel and how you want to transcend your life into what you are, that's fine with me. You know, that's your choice. As far as the constitutional rights of people are concerned in that area, I am in agreement with that. You have your rights and so on. There are lots of people who are not so much trans, but who more or less on that particular type of life. They're employed, they do pretty well. My thing is when there's an imposition of it, making it look as though, well, you know, I have to accept certain aspects of it. For example, if you tell me that, you know, in schools that you're adjusting children coming up, all these things are factored into what people push against. And I don't want to extend the conversation to find that particular area, but I respect what people are, but I would not the question of transgender or trans man or trans woman, if there's a way for, let's say, as my mother would say, for peace sake, where you are like that and you have, let's say, toilet facilities for that area, I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with that. People could do that. But I want people to, what you call, stay in your space. And it pushes it even in the whole world of sports. It's nonsensical to me that you tell me I'm a trans man, I'm born with everything, I'm muscle no tail, and I choose to be a woman, and then I box in as a woman. I have a problem with that. Trans for trans. Trans for trans. Male for male. Female for female. And we'll be in a good place.
All right. Put them in your own category. Yeah, yeah, true.
Yeah. Get your own category, man. Mm. This kind of thing where you want to be and what you are, like two different things, you know. Mm. So, let me respect our space, and we'll be fine. Honestly. But good program. Very interesting.
Thank you. Everybody respect everybody, man.
That is so simple, you know. Biology, sex, gender, these things are very, very complicated things. They're not simple. People like to stick to simplicity and say, well, God made man and God made woman, God made male, God made female. But he also made the hermaphrodites and the intersex as well.
Huh.
So something in the logic there is flawed.
When you say the intersex, what is the intersex?
Well, intersex are persons that are like, you know, there's a variety of ways of being intersex. So like if your chromosomal sex is not the same as your biological sex, or if you're you may be born with both sets of reproductive organs, of course only one will be dominant, or you have a certain elevated hormone level, these people are intersex. So you have some people, not everyone is XX or XY. So you have what we call the Klinefelter syndrome, where people have XXY. And so that's as an example, XXY, XYY, those are just two examples of intersex, but there are many, many permutations of how if the sex is represented in within nature as and humans as well.
Humans
are not hermaphrodites. Hermaphrodites actually reproduce within themselves, like a worm. A worm could reproduce itself. We say intersex and not that a person is a hermaphrodite, because even if a person is born with both reproductive sex organs, they cannot reproduce by themselves. So once again, people are speaking out of ignorance, and it's just a matter of, you know, looking to edify yourself and to get knowledge, and it is that challenge in your religion, or trying to impose anything on you.
All right, folks, yeah, we take some more calls. I'll put a scenario to you, and you'll tell me if this is discriminatory, right? But let's take this call first. Hello. Good day.
Hi. I didn't miss a little piece of your conversation there. But a hermaphrodite, I had a discussion with Tuscar the day before yesterday. I saw a documentary where a hermaphrodite was raised as a boy, and the individual got older and realized, but wait, I'm actually a female. Got married and had a child. So that is normal. Right? But a person who has changed their sexual orientation can't do what a hermaphrodite could do. Can't reproduce. No way. You could change a man into a woman and give him a next man. They can't reproduce. So that theory, that logic, to try to... They can't create another... If you take those two persons, gender, female who trans into a male, and put her on an island with another female, they will eventually die. They can't produce anything. And to me, that is the whole significance of this whole, not spirituality, but the existence of human being for longevity. If we continue to go along this road, and then we could end up without any human beings anymore. If you understand my standpoint. I don't have a problem with it, you know. But there is a limit in which I would accept as far as you could go. And you have to understand that, hey, you cannot reproduce. So you could have all the dreams in the world. That's enactment. You're late.
Yeah. Once again, the caller again is a bit misinformed. But I have been saying, I know, again, the caller agrees with me and doesn't realize that. Mm-hmm. Think sex and reproduction is different.
Yeah, two totally different things.
Sex orientation.
Uh-huh.
That because you're a person of trans identity, that doesn't determine whether you're heterosexual, bisexual, homosexual, pansexual, whatever kind of sex you have outside there. And this whole simply so fallacy of, if you know, you allow people to just be people, all of a sudden people will start reproducing. Oh, please. It's not going to happen. If you have to think about it, the straight people or the man and the woman, the heterosexual persons are the ones who keep reproducing to make these intersex persons as well as these persons of gender and sexual diversity. The other point I want to make is that a hermaphrodite, we, as human beings, we are not hermaphrodites, we are intersex. And I did say that even if you have both reproductive organs, you are still going to have one dominant reproductive organ. Or you may very well not be able to reproduce at all. There's very many ways that in which people could be infertile. Hermaphrodite is a term used within the plant and the lower animal kingdom just to distinguish from humans, and in that they can reproduce with themselves. So it's understanding the words that you're using and the way it applies also could create some confusion.
Yeah. Now from young, there are some children you would see from young, where they have certain tendencies, whether they're male or female. There's some young girls who are sort of grow up to be tomboys. You know, the tomboys. Sometimes they don't have a problem with tomboys. They play sports. You know, some of them don't like to play with dolls at all. They're more wrong boys. They get up in cars and the thing. And they might grow up not necessarily turn out to be lesbians or anything, but they're just tomboys.
Correct.
And
there's one
a good friend of mine. We've been friends for years. You know, and I know a son from a little baby, and sometimes when you go by, the boy will be walking around in her shoes, her high heel shoes, and I used to tell her, hey, stop doing that, you know. Was she like, all boys are do that? I said, no, I'm a boy. I grew up with I grew up with women, and I never ever ever did that in my life. Want to put on my mother or aunt's or grandmother's shoes. You know, he used to point. And then after a while, I think a couple of years after a while, he grew up. He had been playing. He was doing gymnastics. And I was like, oh, boy. And then, you know, and then you will see his tendencies. And he's your teenager now, and he has very feminine tendencies. So is it that some Some children you could just tell from when they're young, they are just born. I think I saw this on Oprah where they are like five-year-old boys who will tell you they feel like a girl, and from four-year-old girls who tell you they feel like a boy. Is this something from birth, which people don't believe in? Some people believe you could beat it out of them or think it out of them. What? But are some people just born this way? Are some people just born this way?
That is an area of contention. So, you know, the argument of nature versus nature pretty much feeds into that. But there is no nature versus nature. Both inform each other. Like I said, the SRY gene that is on the Y chromosome is the one that is going to send signal to the cells to develop male-associated characteristics, right? The genetic development. So that probably what people refer to as the masculinization of the brain. If this is not happening, right, and the cells are just not responding, it's like, I'm talking to you in English, but you speak French. So it's not happening. The connection is not happening. Then it is possible that the brain itself is feminized, and the identity of the young person is that of other than whatever is the assigned sex at birth. So I have done interviews with different persons, both of gender and sexual diversities, and some have said that at a very young age they knew, and some at a much older age came to terms with their own diversity and accepted themselves as they are. Some just don't. So it's just not things are not cut and dry, you know, there's no yes or no. Yes, it is possible that some folks, as they have said in their adult life, that I knew from a very young age. Same way some children could say at a very young age, I knew, like a little boy might say, a grown man might say, since I was a little boy, I know I like girls. It could happen the other way as well.
Okay. Oh, hello, good afternoon. Why is it so loud? Hello? Hello, good afternoon? All right, lost that one there. 622-2255, WhatsApp us at 306-1065. Once again, we're talking here. Well, we started off talking about the thing in the sports where that's happening, with the transgender. There's a Transgender Coalition of Trinidad and Tobago. The director of Transgender Coalition of Trinidad and Tobago, right? Ray Alibi. No, let me put this scenario to you. Oh, that's it. Take this call. Mm-hmm. Hello, good afternoon.
I wonder if Bally's a house bill washroom for transgender boy.
Come now, man. Oh, gosh. Yes, of course. Bally's a house is all encompassing. Right, so let me tell you. I did this scenario. Right now, I do events, right? Right? And events, sometimes we have ladies free before 12. Right? Mm-hmm. I repeat. Ladies free before 12.
Look at trouble now.
Right? And there are these, well, I don't know if this is the correct term. I don't mean to be derogatory in any way. But these butch, the lesbians. Now, what do you call it?
The
butch, right. The butch stud, the masculine woman, right? Right? Mm-hmm. No, they come with women. They, as far as I'm concerned, they are men. They identify themselves as men.
Yeah.
They come in, they're tracking all the women in the party. They're buying bottles. They are men. But conveniently, they want to come in my event free before 12, and I tell them, no, you cannot come in my event free before 12 because you are a man. Pay your money. And they vex with me because of that. They're not paying their money still to come in the party. But I tell them that, and I don't feel that it's discriminatory. Let me flip it still. If somebody who identifies as a woman is a male, and they dress up in a dress, well, if that'd be looking the part, you know what I'm saying? And they come in feminine and think I would allow them in if it's ladies free before 12. I would do that. But under no circumstances am I allowing any butch lesbian to come in my party free before 12 as a woman, because you're being a woman conveniently.
By the phone.
Yeah. Well, he said this, I'm on the air.
Within our own community, you know.
Mm-hmm.
When we say we have a woman's only event, what do we mean?
Mm-hmm. So don't be a woman conveniently.
Well, woman is an expression of gender. So what you are saying to me, as I would understand it, right? If someone comes here presenting a mask, well...
Not a mask, like, that is who you identify as, and you want people to accept you for who you are.
Exactly.
I accept you for who you are. I am accepting you for who you are. If you want me to accept you as a man, be a man. Pay your money. Do not come in late. Don't tell me, well, I'm a lady now. And then after, when you reach inside, you're a man. Spend your money because it's ladies free before 12, not men free before 12.
I agree with you.
You agree with me. Thank you very much.
Yeah, That is just the way it is. If you present in mask and you're living life and your identity is masculine and man,
right,
then that is part of it, you know. You may lady friend enter free.
Spend your money. So butch, lesbian, studs, whatever you call yourself, spend your money. No more ladies free before 12 for you. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You're singing very soft. We could hardly hear you. Speak up, please.
Right, this is a caller from Moroga here.
Yeah.
A male with a man born with two male glands and one female. And the woman born with two females, who is woman and one male. Sometimes the male gland overtake the one female. I thought we'd have this transgender because I know some fellas up Moroga here who on the next side, but they're born from since small, just seen them being girls then. So them have two female glands, and the man now have two male glands. The woman you see, when we so call them tomboy, they're pitching, they're playing football,
yeah,
they're doing all the things the men and them used to do. Them have two male glands. So the male gland overtake the one female because there'll be two male and a female or two female and a male. And that is the whole thing about it. The two males just take over with one female and the two females just take over with one male. But some of them just do that for spite. Have a good day.
I don't know. How could they do it for spite? I mean, how could they? Wait, you just drink something? Takes how you going to do it for spite? Hello? Alibi, you there?
Trying to listen to the gentleman because he's very, very soft. I was hearing about glands and two glands.
He said he has some, he's from Moroga, and he has some people down by his side, and he was talking about the tomboys, and they grew up to be, you know, the butch lesbians and the stud. He said there are two male glands. And that's how some people put it across, and there's their interpretation of
I don't understand what two male glands.
Well, anyway, and then if you say the fellas now, there are two female glands. And then they turn out to be on the other side. He said, but then some of them just doing it for spite. So I don't know how they're doing it for spite. If it's somebody that just
drinks. I don't even know how they're having these two glands to begin with. So you're still ahead of me. I don't understand. But that is the gentleman's preference.
But I think when he means some of them doing it for spite, is it true that some people are just a vice? You know, vice. Some people just
are vice.
Yeah, vice. Like, you know, wanting a man, wanted to meet a man, and a woman wanted to be a woman.
How would anybody would want that vice, as they put it, because the trans community is a very vulnerable and marginalized community and is overrepresented in terms of violence. So I don't know who would wake up in the morning, any morning at all, and he said, oh, today I'm going to be a trans woman and go out here to get stoned or spat upon. That to me makes no sense.
Yeah, so that's still happening in Trinidad. People haven't accepted them,
of
you know?
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
A lot more than you know.
Mm.
A lot. Stolen the people, them house, stolen them when they're walking, driving past, when they're stopping taxis. It is not easy
to
get a personal trans experience.
Hello, good afternoon.
It would take a while. Because, simple as your voice, by listening to you now, I can clearly hear the female, but in the initial stages, you sound very soft, like a well. Mannered male.
You're like, I catch them, I am.
I'm telling you. Sound like a well mannered male. And now listening to you, I can hear the female side of your voice. Mm. Right? So, as he outlined, you come to my party, but females, so think about a male person who is converted or changed their sex into a female. They have everything like a female and get in a fight with a male. And everybody's saying, what would you do?
Now, that's some of them beating them up, boy. That's some of them got real fights.
Right. So then you see, and that is the problem in society. Because what you is can't change. Because you can't change where you is. You could change your mind, you could change your sex part, but who God made you as? Guys, I don't have a problem with it, but it's difficult for me to sit down and hear, how to put it, hear this female. My question is this female? Because you asked a point, right? One of the questions I didn't raise here is that some of the people who turned, you see that that boy you outlined the third base that you're going by your friend?
Mm-hmm.
You know why? One of the reasons for that? Because a single mommy. So all he's seeing every day as a child is the functions of a female.
Yeah,
so but mommy carrying him to school, mommy picking him up from school, mommy carrying him home, and when he reach home and they open the door, all he sees mommy take off his shoes. All he seen is mommy dress. All he seen is mommy bra.
But that is not always the case, you know.
Yes, I understand that.
Okay.
But depends on mommy.
Mm-hmm.
That plays a great role in that boy's life. Because if mommy is very soft and mommy doesn't have that manly side, he is going to adapt to mommy and he's going to come mommy. Most boys, if you notice, most men groom to the mother. Not so? Yes, most men, especially if you turn out to be a good man, that's why some women have a problem with men, because everything is the mother. So you understand my point? And if that individual was to be sexually aroused as a child in that environment, what do you think will happen to that person? So sometimes we have to understand that some of these people that you see become what they become is because they also interfered with somebody who was already into that thing already.
But that's a different topic. But I'm asking a question by Baratari. Let's suppose you have a son and your son tells you he wants to change his sex because he feels he is a woman. What would you do? What would you say?
Then I had to say I didn't do my job, you know.
Mm.
Yeah, that is his choice. But then I had to say I didn't do my job because I am supposed to turn him as a man into another man. And anytime he get a feeling, it's because I didn't instill the right things into him. That is as simple as, because where my ancestors come from, when you reach 13 years or 12 years old, they will take you, carry you into the forest, and give you a particular training as a male. How come I didn't have that sort of I may have had it, you know, but it wasn't as prevalent and want to be so accepted in our society as it is today. In France, that was a normal thing. You know, you see, we still have a conversation about the opening of the World Cup. Because why? France identify what they are, who they are, and these things are normal. Really.
Mm. Thank you very much, Barata. So, in closing up there...
I'm not really sure that argument is a bit... has some points of contention there. If I were to assume that every woman who has been molested would become a lesbian, then we have plenty more lesbians than we have right now.
Yeah,
if every man who has been molested actually becomes gay or bisexual, then trust and believe that there will be plenty more sexually diverse men out there.
Mm.
Like I said, this nature versus nurture argument is redundant. It's the both of these things come together to inform personalities. Many things happen in society to inform the personality development, the character development, so forth and so forth, right? But we really need to stop having this conversation where sexual abuse makes a person gender diverse, whatever the case, or sexually diverse. There's a difference between causation and correlation, and our argument should be crafted as such. The other thing about growing up with a lot of women, and black families mostly,
I grew up with a lot of women. I mean, they always made sure there was some man around. They always made sure there was some kind of man
there
around.
But
I grew up
with a friend next door, a neighbor, cousin, now uncle, but the teacher at school. Mm-hmm. These things do not determine sexual orientation or gender identity. So to say that a child that is growing up in a house only of women, or a girl grew up in a house with only men, that they will identify as whatever they see, that too is incorrect, and it doesn't hold water in all circumstances. Yeah.
So what about bisexual people? Are they confused?
No, they're not confused. They're attracted to both sexes.
Okay.
So a bisexual man or woman would be attracted to, and this is they're attracted to the sex. They're attracted to males or they're attracted to females. And I would think how they experience that or live that out in their own lives is they could be polyamorous, they could be monogamous. There's variety there as well. But they're there.
Mm-hmm. We live in a time right now where people can identify themselves as anything, basically. I mean, I really want to wake up and identify myself as a rich white man.
That thing, I am telling you, if that was the case, that is what people should wake up and identify. That is top of the chain of the hierarchy.
Yeah,
a
boy.
Rich white man.
A rich white man, boy. Identify myself as that.
If you want to identify as something, or you want to change into something, change into a rich white man.
Yeah, boy. Hello, good afternoon. Last call there. Right. Hello.
All right.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, hello.
Yes, yes.
Oh, God, yes. I'm glad again. Yeah, nah. What was it, Mr. Name? Or the mentor? Sorry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Have some respect now.
No, no, hello.
It's Abiel, Abiel.
Yeah, okay. Yes, yeah, what happened? I just call it to say, I have a problem really, you know, in Trinidad for years. This has been going on, right? But you see, with community children, the children, please, getting the children. I don't like, I want the children to have a choice. I don't want them to push on the children's throat. That is a problem I have, you know. The problem is, I don't know what this is using, and I know they start always fighting and all kind of thing, because to me, a man could never be equal to a woman. I can remember a long time sitting, chores my mother to give us, and father, and my sister had different chores, because of me. She was too weak. Matter of fact, when we fight with my sister, I can remember, I said, then I said, whole oh, she kind of way, and there's no way she could have never get through that. The tomboys, it had a tomboy friend by me, and she and all used to thing, and used to cut she tail too. So my point about it, it had no way a woman could sing with a man. Right, and next thing too, let me just create a scenario here, quick. Emergency. Bam, somebody call. The woman, a real woman, what I mean real woman, you know what I mean? Call. She may have a baby, emergency. Same time, a transgender woman calls, she having a baby. Who you attend to? I just ask him. Okay, I go on.
You attend to both persons? Two human beings are having babies? I mean, who you attend to? Why is there discrimination there? You attend to... I don't understand that question. Now, I want to say that there are women who beat men. Generally speaking, men tend to have more upper body muscularity and strength. Women tend to be stronger.
Yeah, I remember a girl beat a fella in school, right? So we were on the bus. I went Trinity and Tranquil used to take the bus. And this fella, you know, he called this girl Disco Pig. Disco Pig. And she passed and she beat him. Watch my legs.
It was good.
Watch my boy.
Yeah, women beat men. So it's not a matter. The things are not as simple as people would like them to be. And I'm just saying, just leave room. Leave room for the variety. You don't have to accept or feel something being pushed down your throat. And I would never advocate for pushing anything down anyone's throat. A man convinced against his will is of the same opinion still. But when you see things and they are real and represented, you just don't get to say, well, I close my eye to that can't be real. I dismiss that. Like, it's like saying, like, you know, I don't agree with ants. I don't believe in ants. Please, it's there. Whether you like them or not. Yeah. And that is just, I think, we just need to be kind to each other.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to agree with each other, but we could be respectful to each other as human beings.
Yeah. So what are some of the things that the Transgender Coalition of Trinidad and Tobago would like to see? You know, in the country, progressing, moving forward.
We would like to see more inclusive workplace policies. We really would like to see more diversity and equity. We would like to see that the Adult 3 campaign by CAISO is taken up by the EOA, that to add age, HIV status and sexual and gender orientation to the Anti-Discrimination Act. We would like to see that... We like to see comprehensive sex education in school. This idea that we just have two sexes, male and female, is ridiculous. It's obvious it is not so, and it's time to stop miseducating people and to stop subjugating knowledge for other agendas. We would like to see a nice gender bill, a gender-based violence bill that addresses some of the insecurities that trans people experience. We should have a hate crime bill. This killing of trans people and the stabbing, the shaming, that has to stop. People are people. I don't know at what point in time someone loses their humanity because someone disagrees with them. So we would like to see those things. Equal Opportunity Act, Adult 3, comprehensive sex education, and a solid hate crime bill to protect the rights and safety of persons of trans experience. When you protect the least of us, you protect all of us.
All right. Thank you there. Abiel, and you.
Thank you.
Take care. Thank you very much for a great interview.
Thank you, sir.
All right.